Section 3. You will hear a student called Julie talking to her classmate named Ricky about a new essay that Professor Johnson assigned. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 24. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 24.
Hi, Julie, it's Ricky.
Hi, Ricky, how are you? I noticed you weren't in psychology today.
I'm feeling sick, so I didn't go to school today. Would you mind telling me what I missed in class?
Sure thing. I'm sorry you're not feeling well. Anyway, we spent most of the class talking about a new essay that Professor Johnson assigned. You need to choose one of the bold headings from the note system and research it.
Wow, I picked the wrong day to miss class, huh?
You sure did.
Could you tell me the specific requirements of this paper?
Sure. You need to find scientific research that supports your claim as one of your references. It can be from some of the case studies we discussed in class, or you can find your own. Or even better, you can conduct your own research. I'm sure that would get you an A.
Have you decided what you're going to do yet? Also, where are you getting your references?
Yeah, I'm going to research facial recognition by infants. I've already found a few experiments in scientific journals. That would probably be a good start for you. There are tons of journals in the library.
Great idea, thanks. I'm considering writing my essay on the effects of one of the psychotropic drugs we talked about in class. I'm sure there is lots of stuff about it on the internet. Are we allowed to use information from the internet?
Sure, you can use that as long as it's not your main source for information. You'll probably want to cite some of the experiments we went over.
Good idea, thanks. I'm going to try to find some information from a bunch of different sources.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 25 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 25 to 30.
Are there any specifications on how the essay should be written?
Yeah, Professor Johnson wants it double-spaced. It should be between 6 to 10 pages long.
6 to 10 pages? That's so much! Oh, it's going to take forever.
I know, the whole class groaned when he said that. Anyway, you also need to put the title in italics and...
Wait, each section heading or just the main heading?
Only the main heading should be in italics. I think section titles are supposed to be in the same format, but maybe in bold. You'll have to check that in class next time.
Oh, okay. So I take it that the report has to be typed, since there are so many requirements. What are the other formatting requirements?
Yep, it's got to be typed. Aside from that, there are still a few more specifications. You should number each page. Make sure it goes up in the top right corner.
Okay, I'll make sure to write that down. I always forget to number the pages. Do we need to title and date each page too?
You need the shortened title on every page, but no need to include the date. That should just be on the cover page.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. Also, make sure the margins are 3.25 pixels wide.
What? I'm not even sure how to do that.
It's okay, I can show you. It's really easy. I think that's all the directions he gave us. A lot of formatting requirements, but we have the freedom to research many things that we like, so that's good. Oh, I almost forgot. Remember to put down your ID number on your report.
Thanks so much for your help. I'll see you in class Monday.
No problem. Glad I could help. See you later.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.